You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Welcome to What's Cooking in the 321. Hi, Danny. Back in the studio on our beautiful Tuesday here in Cocoa. Excited as can be because I'm not just telling a story. Danny can vouch for me. I got one of my favorite co-hosts, Maestro Mark Nelson, in the studio with me today. And Mark, you know you are my favorite. When I say, people will say, oh, I love the gun show. I love the gun show because we make all them dollars. You know what? My best and favorite show is the orchestra, and with you, because we have so much fun together, do we not?
Oh,
and hello,
gosh.
And welcome to the studio,
hello.
Mark.
It's so good to be back, and we're so excited to work with you every time. You are so giving to the organization.
Aww. I
mean, everybody knows.
Because I love
just,
it.
Well, and
it shows.
That
huh?
love comes. Oh yeah, because that
comes
love
both
goes
ways.
Right back.
That's right.
It's interesting. Audience members during intermission, I'm trying to get back over to the bistro, and they're stopping me, and they're trying to get in line. There's a line coming out. We got to get over to the bistro,
but you give me extra time.
Absolutely.
If we have anybody waiting, you're like, hey, take your time.
Yeah,
everybody,
absolutely.
Get their drinks.
Absolutely.
We can wait for you to start again.
Absolutely.
No, you and I think in the past maybe year and a half, 2 years, maybe most, have I think like more than doubled how it used to be. During COVID, of course, everything changed, and for a while there, we couldn't even have them, but I think we have taken this show beyond, come on, we're doing dinner theater.
Right, it made it even more family-friendly. Oh my gosh, the younger families who are coming.
Yes.
It's amazing, right?
I got 3-year-olds dancing in the aisles.
Yeah.
I love it. But we did dinner theater. Come on, we had a mystery.
I loved when the body fell on the stage.
It scared the crap out of me.
There's another May coming up. And after we talk about what's coming up tomorrow and Thursday.
We've got cool things. Let's talk about that. So just for all the listeners, welcome to What's Cooking in the 321. Here, I'm going to pop out that number that you can call, 321-437-1567. Give us a text, say you're listening. And don't forget that later on, if your friends have missed the show, they can go to WWBC Listen Live on Demand, and they can hear the show any time of the day or night. So they don't have to just listen. For a while it wasn't working.
Oh, okay.
Danny can explain that one. It was down for a little bit, but we're working on that. Once you and I get better looking, we can even put the cameras on and go live. But
the cameras can't handle how good looking we are right now.
I got a face for radio. They can't handle all that much of us, Mark.
Wait, but does that mean we have to wear clothes?
Right. No, that's right. We can't come in our pajamas anymore. Jeez. And we got the good-looking Danny over
Absolutely.
Here in his jazz outfit for the. So listen, let's talk about what's happening this Wednesday, this Thursday in the Melbourne Auditorium. Beautiful stage setup, and tell everybody the show because it's one of my faves because I love cartoons.
Okay. Well, when I came on board, this is my 7th year now with the orchestra. I can't believe it. And we went from having 5 violins to 15 violins. I mean, it's just the change has been miraculous. And I was looking for a way of connecting with the audience. And you know me, I say things off the top of my head. And so how do I start upping the literature slowly? So I turned around and I said, I went to USMC. And I said, University of Saturday Morning Cartoons. No, that's where I learned about classical music. Those old Bugs Bunny things.
Oh my, I never even thought about that.
Oh my gosh.
Come on, like Charlie Brown.
Yes.
Hello. Even my favorite instrument, piano, hey, is a lot on Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown, he used things from Mozart's 40th Symphony, which, by the way, we're going to do a little bit of. Oh,
that's cool.
Yeah,
that's
so
cool.
So we came up with this idea of cartoons, and we did it last year.
And it went over well.
Went really well.
Plus, everybody knew the music.
Right.
You know, I mean, I love the classical and all that, because you know I do love orchestra music. But when you know the songs, when they're familiar, I think it's just a touch above.
And that's where the whole shtick with the Saturday morning cartoons, that's where it worked, because people said, wait a minute, I know that. I never knew it was this or that.
See? Yeah.
You know, so it went over so well, we said, well, let's do a part two. And it's interesting because I got calls from people saying, oh, you're going to play this? You're going to play the same 8 or 9 songs again? I said, do you only know eight or nine cartoons?
When did we do that? Yeah.
There's a lot of cartoons out there. So we've just got a great lineup of cartoons.
You know, and I want everybody to know, too, this is a free concert.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, we're getting like 800, 900 people now on a Wednesday and Thursday, which I think is awesome. But it's a free concert. Everybody's invited. Anybody can come from anywhere.
Absolutely.
We've get people come over now from, you know, Orlando even and Kissimmee. I got somebody that comes in just for my burgers.
And there are people coming from Indian River and Martin County are coming all the way up.
Wow. Yeah. Huh. So that's why I love it, because business is good.
And so is business. It's good
it's
for
not
business.
Always about business, but it is. It is my favorite. You know, it's a short night because I don't have to get till 5. I'm home by 10:30. You know, we hang out on Thursdays and have fun. But other than that, you know, the bar's always open. I bartend. I bartend on Wednesday and Thursday, which is my favorite position in the place. I'd rather do that than cook all day long.
It's my favorite position for you also.
That's right. And, of course, we have, you guys run on donations.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean,
if we get a grant here and there. In fact, 2 years ago, there was a lot of COVID money grant, believe it or not.
Yeah.
That's all gone.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't realize the struggle that it is. I mean, just to buy, one of the pieces of music we did last year was $800
to rent. That's right, because you have to buy the music.
Or rent it. I mean, because the newer composers are getting real smart. They're renting their stuff now.
See, so this is why, because I'm going to put a little secret out there to all of our listeners, okay, and then it won't be a secret, because everybody, restaurant owners, watch out, because Kim and Mark are going on the prowl. We're going to do restaurant reviews, but unlike everybody else who's reviewing food, we're reviewing music. We're going to review music in the restaurants, and at least once a month, hopefully, we're going to get together and do our restaurant review for music. So I know from having restaurants forever, we can't just play the radio. Now, many restaurants do.
They put on the old Muzak.
I know. Yeah. The Muzak, if you remember Muzak, I used for years. Now, I've sort of switched up to Pandora, but we pay.
Sure.
So that we can have it correctly. A lot of places I walk into still are just putting that radio on. We can't do that, guys.
And I'm looking for the elevator button. You know, where do
I? But I can tell you this. So my favorite restaurant, and it's my go-to place, Mark's, is Scott's on Fifth. I don't know if you've ever been to Scott's on Fifth Avenue. It's a little place, lots of glitter and...
Down in the Atlantic?
Okay. So I have to tell you, so far, that is my favorite background music while eating. He does his own mixes and does it all legally and does it right. They're all, I hate to use the term copycat. What do you say, a cover? It's like a cover that someone else has done, because MTV, my favorite years ago was MTV Unplugged.
Right.
When they took a high-energy band. I don't even care if it was heavy metal.
Maybe it's an acoustic thing.
And they went acoustic with an orchestra behind it.
Right.
Jeremy Camp, because, you know, Christian rock music, Jeremy Camp did, I think, one of the best, or even Bon Jovi, my gosh, with the orchestra behind him is just awesome to me. So when they're doing covers and things like that. So, Scott's on Fifth. He puts his own little mix together. It's done differently and unplugged a little bit. But so far he's my fave so far, Mark. But we just started this.
Okay, just any particular genre of music he does?
You know what? It's all kinds too. It's a nice little mix that he puts together.
That's what I like to hear. I mean, years ago, and I can't mention the restaurant, but I went in, ordered some delicious German food.
Okay.
And there's somebody sitting at the piano, and they're playing. And I went in with just a a brilliant musician, Dr. Bill Prince. In fact, we're going to be featuring one of his pieces on our last concert in June. That's another story.
Good.
And we walked in, and she was playing, and the waitress said, "Where can I sit you?" And he said, "As far away from that."
As far as away, that's a bad sign.
You know, as right, you hear two musicians walking in, right? And the table next to us, you know, they kept saying, "Well, everything, do you guys notice that everything just sounds the same?" And Bill said, "Well, of course, everything they're doing is in the same key."
Yeah.
So there's nothing, it's all boring. You know, once you hear this, you know, how many times can I hear 12 tunes in the key of C? And it was interesting because that's all that was happening. And it was just, it was bad background music. And he and I even talked about, wouldn't it be nice to go to.
And it makes a difference.
Oh, absolutely.
It makes a big difference. And people don't realize, I mean, because I'll go in a place and if I can't talk to my guest, first of all, if I can't hear them because the music's louder than us talking, I don't want to go back there and eat because I'm not there, unless I'm going to see a band or something like that. If I'm there to eat dinner with my guest, I want to be able to enjoy the time with them.
And good music helps the conversation,
yes,
I think. You know, it engages you more. And,
will
you know,
it tell, help me get a good date?
sure,
that's right,
absolutely, yeah. So that I'm that this is a great idea. I can't wait to start.
Yeah, I can't either. So like I said, I started without ya because when I was sitting at Scott's the other night, it was just so soothing, especially because I came from downtown Melbourne. You knew we had a lot going on in this town this past weekend. Mm-hmm. We had the whole Meg O'Malley's, right, and the whole street was shut off, and we had bands and playing all night, and people start, the parade started at our place on Saturday at, they got there about 9. I think the parade was actually 11. I got to tell you, people were drinking green beer by noon. And I got there
that
8.
That late, huh? I thought it'd be earlier.
8 at night, they were still drinking green beer. And at that time, I just said, you know what? I got to go to Scott's to eat, where it was nice and quiet. Nice. And I think I enjoyed that music more than ever after it being just crazy, crazy downtown.
Oh, yeah, the chaos, sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, and it was so crazy that my Dwarfinators on Sunday, we did have, it was a good crowd, about 300 people, but I got to tell you, everybody was a little bit spent from the weekend there with that green beer.
There you go.
And, but yeah, crazy town in Melbourne. You know, I have to tell you, I've gotten so many for the past couple months, and Danny knows, I haven't gave any love to Titusville. And you know how they keep texting going, you know, you stay in Melbourne, you don't talk about Titusville, you don't talk about Titusville, you don't talk about Palm Bay. I've been talking about Palm Bay now because we've got our Space Coast Harley. And I have to tell you, because Space Coast Harley right now, in fact, they're doing a Grand American, festival this weekend. Lots of free merchandise, Space Coast Harley, March 23rd. Go to their website, check out, because it's like 3 pages long of everything they've got going on this weekend. But we've got our Space Coast Harley, which is starting to do lots of big things in Palm Bay. But getting back to Titusville, I've got lots of things starting in Titusville. You've done stuff in Titusville, haven't you, Mark?
Not with this orchestra, but back in the day when I was still teaching, yeah, the jazz band.
And you see they're building a big theater there now.
Yes, they are.
So we're going to get with the Titusville Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
And there's a place called, I think it's like Daily Trade or something, that is supposed to be wonderful. I'm going to be going out there the 1st of April. And so all my Titusville people, I'm going to be showing you some mad love coming soon. And
well, you know, if the Titusville people come south and the Palm Bay people come north, to the MCO concerts at Bistro.
That's right.
They'll see us, and I'll give them a shout-out right from the stage.
And we are in the middle.
Yes, we are.
Didn't even think about it. I'm right in the middle. Come sandwich me in. All my Titusville people, all my Palm Bay people, come to sandwich.
I'll get hungry. You know, I haven't eaten yet today.
We've got some great food, too. People don't realize that the orchestra, we put out a whole thing.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't do that for the band, you know.
What band?
Yeah. Did we say that on the air?
Yeah, I did.
We didn't do it. Mark did it. I have like hot dogs for them. No, we have full menu, and we're gonna even be bringing some Mucha Mahalo stuff over this week. We're doing tacos. I mean, yeah, ooh, we're trying to really change it up. And of course, the VIPs. We have a VIP group. Mark, explain that, how that works.
Yeah,
it's the donations,
right? It's a new group that actually was Noelle's brainstorm. Noelle Bearfield, who's our principal.
Yeah.
Principal Flute and my better half, she came up with this idea. She said, you know, so many people would like to just mingle with some of the orchestra members. How do they get to talk to an orchestra member?
Mm-hmm.
So we came up with this VIP area where they can have sips of
a couple of drinks. Great taste hors d'oeuvres.
And the hors d'oeuvres are amazing.
Homemade spumoni ice cream, yeah. Even. Yeah.
And it's a $300 donation for the whole year. And every concert, you get to come
and
rub elbows and talk to people.
Because you give it chef's choice. I mean, he just says, Kim, put it out there. We don't care. And that's why I do 20 different appetizers. I mean, I do 20 different hors d'oeuvres. Not like when you go and get hot dogs and a wrap.
We have different musicians each time. You got to go over there and, you know.
It's pretty cool.
And talk to some of the people that are there.
I think it's very classy.
Yeah, it's
and champagne mimosas.
Yeah.
What's better than that? Kim's concoctions, because they don't even know what flavor's in there. Sometimes I call it Laguna water, because sometimes I just make it look like the river.
That's okay.
It always tastes.
But you know something? At the first half, I need a couple of those before
that's
I come
right.
back to the
that's
second
right.
half.
So, not to do gossip, but I heard you were in an accident, and you might not be playing yourself this weekend.
Oh,
is that a correct thing, or is that a rumor?
No, that's true.
You can still play,
actually,
though.
I'm not supposed to play for another week still. So, it's the craziest thing. I mean, one in a million chance. So, I'm walking the dog at night.
Okay.
Dog's wonderful. And I see the house in front of us, the sprinkler system is on. And I said, okay, Lily, you know, we're going to go out in the street and go around so we don't get wet. I turn right to go into the street. Just as I turn, that house, the sprinkler head pops up, and I trip over it. And I landed on my teeth. These were chipped, and they had to fill.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I called the dentist the next day, and they said, come in, and they filled it in. And I can't believe what's be done dentist wise.
I know,
you know,
in a day.
And they're checking, was there nerve damage? And it seems like.
But you can still play. And
I will be able to.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I'll
take another week off. In fact, I was supposed to be at a rehearsal.
Okay, so that wasn't a rumor.
No.
That really happened. That's terrible. I'm glad you're okay, though.
Yeah, and I cut both sides of my lip. This is healed in the front, but not underneath.
Yeah.
But I'm finding more and more little bruises.
He's flexing his muscles in the theater, in the studio here.
I have to put my shirt back on now.
Mark, put your shirt back on, darn it.
Good thing I'm sitting down. We're bad together.
We are. We're very
but,
bad.
But, you know, I'm finding bruises and black and blue marks, you know,
well,
a week
glad
later
you're okay.
still.
I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was pretty crazy. You know, you get home with a mouthful of blood. I'm like, what's going on here? It was really bad.
Yeah.
And I never knew that chipped teeth could be fixed with, I mean, they plaster it up, they sand it, they polish it.
Well, I'm good to know that, because I have a little chip in the bottom one, because I was laying on my back. My kid came by doing the flips like she always does in the phone. I had the phone. I was holding the phone over my head, and boom.
Boom.
That phone came right down on my tooth, and I went, ah.
Well,
fortunately, you can't see it. But
it still hurts when I feel it. I mean, my hands hit, and my teeth crunched right on the pavement.
Well, I'm glad you're all right.
Oh, my gosh. It was awful.
I did that.
So, it's not a rumor. Has it been on the front page of the paper yet?
Yeah. Does anybody read the paper? Wait, let's go back. Does anybody read the paper? So tell us this week, though. I know we have the cartoon line, but what's the format? What's going on? Do we have anything special? Because, you know, my favorite, and I know it's pricey, and you can explain why we don't always have the piano player. Because, you know, my favorite instrument, people always think it's a guitar because, you know, my brother. But it's not. It's not Kenny. Sorry, I still love you, though. It's the piano.
Right.
I love the piano.
Yeah, We really like featuring our players on different things. You know, we're already starting to put the season together for next year, and looking at a few piano things.
Okay.
The problem is we've got to bring a grand piano in,
which is pricey.
Thankfully, Atlantic Music. I got to give them a plug.
Yeah,
because,
no, we love Atlantic Music.
Brian Gatchel has been a good friend for years,
and his family's played with you.
Yeah, his sons played in my orchestras in school.
Uh-huh.
But it's just pricey for us to do that.
And when you say school, because let's tell everybody listening your history, where you came from, because we didn't do that.
Originally from New Jersey.
Okay. New Jersey?
Yeah, New Jersey. did my undergraduate degree at New Jersey City University, my master's in interpretive conducting at Trenton, and my doctoral work at Boston.
Wow.
So I've been here. I've actually been here in Florida longer than I lived in New Jersey in my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I always say this is home.
Yeah, but when I go up to New Jersey, I feel like it's still home. Most of my family's up there. My sister and my brothers
are up
there.
See, and I can't get back to that, because people always say, when you're coming home, you know, outside of Detroit is my home. And I always say, I am home. Because when I come over that bridge, even if, let's just say I'm coming from Michigan. I drive all the way back. I don't feel home until I come over that bridge when you're at the top where you can see the ocean in that one spot at the top. And mm-hmm. it's like, oh, I'm home.
See, I just moved back beachside. I taught at Satellite High School for 30 years.
Yeah, that's what I knew. Yeah,
I was the orchestra and band director and jazz band director there.
My child went there too.
I don't mean to offend anybody in Vieira, but I lived over in the dark side for a while. And I just,
I'm being bad today, huh? So you know what's
and
funny?
And I moved back beachside, but oh my gosh.
Me too, that 18 miles, it was, because I lived in the Vieira, in the villages for 18 months. And I felt like I lived so far away. I know, the dark side. We lived on the dark side.
But you go over the bridge.
And you feel like home.
Oh my gosh. And,
I know.
And it's a few degrees cooler in the summer with the
it
breeze.
Is.
And
yes.
It's a few degrees warmer in the winter. No.
And you know what else? People don't believe this, but it doesn't rain on the island.
It doesn't seem to, right?
I said it's because they pay such high taxes.
It's crazy.
I mean, you can actually watch it because there's something about the little strip of land we have. the ocean sort of blows it over to the right. The intercoastal. I tell people, I go, because they'll call me from even the auditorium. It's pouring over here. No, it's not raining. It's not raining. I'm sitting out. It's all good.
Yeah. So it's fun being back on beachside.
Good for you. I'm glad to have you back in back close. That's my town. Yeah.
So it's great.
So this week, do we have special people coming in, or is it the
well,
usual?
Well, we haven't even advertised yet. Well, we're.
What are you waiting for? It's tomorrow.
Well, because you know we're doing. You notice that we're trying to do something different with each concert. The last concert we had a screen and we were doing projections from, we did the pictures at an exhibition.
You know what? I got to tell you, I loved that though. It was pretty cool.
But guess what? You won't believe how much that cost us for that camera and that screen. Someone said, can we do this? I thought we had a nice screen.
We don't have a nice screen?
No.
Oh.
No.
And do we have a bad screen?
We don't have a screen there.
I thought we did.
This is one of those rear projection screens. And,
okay.
So it cost us over $1,200 just for that.
Wow.
For the two nights. But it's amazing. People in the audience were saying to me, why can't we do like the churches and get a big TV screen in each corner with cameras for the orchestra? And I'd be willing to help with that. That's what audience members were saying.
So, you know what?
I said, okay,
now's
get in line.
Time,
let's go, right?
We've got, I can't put it out there what we're doing over at the auditorium. That would be for Patty or Chris or Nikki or somebody from the city to talk about. But we got some big changes happening. And people are going to be really shocked and surprised at really what's happening in the city, because I'm happy to be there. You know, I just renewed my contract, and I'm there for a while. We're stuck together, Mark. We're stuck together for another while.
That's a good stuck.
And but there's some really cool things happening there.
You know, I had to address us being on the floor. Remember, there was a problem with the fire curtain on the stage, and no one could be on the stage.
I got to tell you, that was a freak thing. People don't understand. You know, first of all, it's a huge building. I think we're 20,000 square feet. It might even be bigger. But we had kids in there doing a party, and they thought it would be cool to pull the pins out of the fire curtain.
Crazy.
And that thing came crashing down. I got to tell you, it weighs over 1,000 pounds.
Oh, I know.
And you know what saved from a kid getting hurt? A JBL speaker was in the way, and it hit that instead of going all the way down.
At Satellite with the new theater, something was rigged wrong, and that fire curtain came down and crushed a bunch of things underneath
it. Yeah, because I was there, and I mean, I just could not even believe it.
Well, and in all honesty, I don't know what I've talked to Patty, and I guess it was Kurt before that was there. You know, there needs to be some sort of acoustic shelving that comes down from the rafters, and all the high schools have them. They come down, they go up horizontally, and then they flip down.
Oh, right,
Because
you have the white boards.
Yeah, but
that's not. Yeah,
because there's nothing above us. So the sound.
Oh, so
goes
the
up.
Sound. Yeah, and that's such a big stage.
Right, and the interesting thing. Excuse me. The interesting thing is, the musicians when they're on stage couldn't hear anything. Well, we can't hear them.
Oh, yeah.
So when we had to go on the floor because of the stage, everybody's eyes lit up. And they went, we can hear everything.
And it was sort of like being at the King Center where the band comes up.
Right.
You know, I think that's
always
cool.
I've had to answer that. I've had some people say, you know, we really liked it when you're on the stage because we could see everything. And I've said, well, what could you see when we're on the stage? Well, we could see the first row and all their legs. What else could you see? Not much.
Yeah.
So, I mean, acoustically, I can't go back on that stage unless they do a total overhaul. Just ensemble-wise.
How do you feel then the sound is in there? Because, I mean, it sounds great from where I'm at.
I think if you're in front of the stage, it's okay.
Yeah.
I think up on the stage, it's just acoustically not good, unfortunately.
Because we've had some big bands there. How do you feel about cover bands?
I'm fine with cover band.
So, because we did the Santana.
Wait a minute. You've seen the movie The Wedding Singer?
Yes.
That was me when I was in New Jersey.
Oh, my God.
Every weekend, Friday, Saturday, I was singing and playing trumpet. I mean, the late 70s, early 80s, I was the wedding singer.
So
Big Kenny Rogers
I actually
guy.
Love that song. I loved when the guy kept singing the Boy George song over and over. It was just hilarious. But so we've been doing these cover bands. We had Santana. And I mean, we've had Elvis, which mm-hmm. went over okay. We had Elton John, which was awesome. Of course, we did have, he wasn't a cover band, the guy from Kansas that plays violin was there Christmas, doing Christmas songs, which I thought was really awesome.
Cool.
And then we just did Santana, which it was good. It was good. And they're coming back with a Woodstock. They're all covers, but I mean, they're coming in with somebody that looks and sounds like Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin. Yeah. We've got that one coming up. That one, let's just see here, because the Woodstock is going to be on the 27th of April. It's a whole Woodstock cover thing, but we're going to give away some tickets to the Almas ABBA. We have ABBA, the band ABBA, the Almas ABBA, and they're with the GBs, which is a cover to the Bee Gees. And that's happening on Friday. At 7 p.m., we're going to give some tickets away, and we've got Lisa calling in at about 1:45. She's going to talk about the ABBA thing.
Oh, great.
So how do you feel about the covers? Good ones, bad ones? And
I mean,
have you seen them? Because, I mean, you're actually doing cover songs.
Right, sort
you're
of, yeah.
You're doing the music
in
a way.
I mean, if it's done well, I'm great with it.
Yeah.
You know, and you don't need to be, you don't need to sound or look exactly like that ensemble. Just be good at what
just
you do.
Just be good. So I have to tell you, the Elton John guy was the guy from the movie. With Elton John, he had all Elton John's clothes. And from this, you know, from my bird's eye view back there, I would have swore that I could have taken pictures and said, look, I'm at the Elvis concert. Nobody would have questioned it. And he was pitch on. It sounded just like him. Until you got up close to him, he was shorter than I was. Elvis was a little heavier. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
You know, if it's done well, I'm all for it.
Yeah.
You know, let's do it. You had asked whether anything was going to be special on this concert, and the orchestra doesn't even know this yet, but we're doing the Habanera from Carmen.
Okay.
Da, 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 which in all the cartoons is always depicted as a sultry dancer, and there's always a cartoon wolf who's always whistling and all, you know, that whole thing.
Is that Bugs Bunny?
Yes.
I was going to say, I got to think.
But Prelude Dance is going to be dancing during that.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so it's kind of fun. We've been sort of collaborating with them and doing some stuff.
That is great.
So, yeah,
I'm excited.
They'll be there for that.
Now, next year, will you be doing another murder mystery? Because that was really cool.
So the next mystery is May.
In May.
It's May 1st.
Okay.
It's May 1
May
and 2.
Ah. May 1 and 2,
We've got this concert.
Yeah, May 1 and 2.
May 1 and 2.
MCO, yeah.
And it says May Mysteries.
Yes.
Dead Men Tell No Tales.
Tell No Tales. That should be good.
It's going to be a pirate mystery.
Are you going to put the pirate stuff on the back screen? Because I think that's cool. We're not going to talk about it.
The script is being written, but I can tell you that Captain Jack Sparrow will be there.
We'll be back. I let me tell you, funny as can be. That guy's a comedian. The one that did the murder mystery.
Alfie Silva.
Oh, my God, he was so funny.
You know, amazing voice, he's running.
But he was just so funny.
He's run into some tough times. You know, he was the owner of the Tangiers in Palm Bay.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Buildings falling apart and basically got shut down. And, you know, he went to the owners and said, hey, what's going on here? And, I mean, he was letting groups go in there, 501(c)(3)s, and not charging them anything. I mean, he was really trying to push the whole thing.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something. He does a Jack Sparrow, a Johnny Depp Jack Sparrow, that first time I saw it, I thought it was Johnny Depp.
Okay.
And it just blew me away. So, I mean, if we're doing a pirate show, we got to have Captain Jack Sparrow from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Got to have that.
I have got to, we have Lisa from ABBA that is texting right now, and I'm going to have you, Danny. Can you just put right there? We need some people to know the number to the show. Put it right in there where you want her to call. And anybody else that's listening out there, again, I'm going to put WWBC This is What's Cooking in the 321 with Kim and Mark today. It's 321-437-1567. In just a few minutes, I'm going to have Lisa from the ABBA concert. She's going to come on, and we're going to give away some tickets. So,
indeed.
So get your phones ready. You don't have to call. You just have to text and put, hey, I'm listening, and I want some ABBA tickets. We got a couple things. We have a couple things happening, though, that I want to just go over. Of course, on Friday is the Almost ABBA. We've got spring break happening. And I am so looking forward to a week off where schools are going to be closed and also the auditorium. We did not book anything for the auditorium either. We're not going to come back until the 31st, which is the WWE NXT concerts. That'll be Saturday the 30th. And we're going to stay.
That's the day before Easter.
Day before right. Easter. We've got the home show is going to be there on April 6th. We got the home show back. We got, speaking of comics and cartoons, we've got the Comic-Con coming back on April 14th from 10 to 5. You know, I'm sure you guys don't do the Comic-Con, but I got to tell you, there's another one I really like. It's a fun day. And then, of course, we've got the gun show back on the 20th and the 21st.
How many times a year is the gun show there?
The gun show is there 10 times a year.
10 times.
10 times. You know what? And they used to only be there 9, and he goes, no, we're going to be one more time, Kim, because we want you to pay your bills. And, you know, I love that the people who are, you know, I've been there, I don't know, 8 years, I don't know, quite a few years now, and long enough to renew my contract. But I love that they care about us like that. And that's a great thing. And just like you and I, we're working together so well. I'm really so disappointed in our other people, our other band that's there, because they haven't figured it out. They haven't figured out how great it can be and how great it can get. And it's two different things.
Also, the big engagement with the audience. When people go over to the bistro, you engage with them. You talk to them.
Well, we love them.
Look, in between every selection, I'm turning around. I know. Someone said to me, do you practice what you're going to say to us? I said, when I turn around, I have no idea.
That's right.
What
we
I'm
have no
say.
Idea. Neither
so
one
I just
of
start
us.
Start talking.
There's no filter on either one of us coming from either end of that auditorium. That's for sure.
But it's great to engage the audience like that.
Yes.
You know, they come up and they tell me how much they love the bistro, how much they love the program.
Yeah.
This is an event for us.
We're doing
this together. I'm bringing the whole family, you know, it's great.
And we actually need to do, though, at some point, and we've talked about this many times, we've talked about it on the air, I love dinner theater.
I know.
I do. I want to, at some point, do some kind of dinner theater where we've got nice tables, they can come in, they can have a nice show, get a nice dinner, and stay.
Right.
And listen, you know, and maybe have some, you know, some musicians from other places come and play during that time. And, you know, like something really nice. We haven't had that here. Yeah. We haven't had that in Palm Bay, Melbourne, or Titusville.
When I first moved
here, in Cocoa Beach,
there was a dinner theater. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm talking 35 years ago.
So, you know, from Detroit, I mean, I loved the dinner theater. There was two. Mr. F's Beef and Bullion, which did the lookalike share. And what really impressed me, it was usually the same person that did four different people. They did Cher, Dolly Parton, but they dressed the part, came out looking like it, and just beautiful voice, spot on. It wasn't lip sync. They were singing. And then there was another place, Mitch Housey's, which was more like you. They had the orchestra. They had the band. They'd play anything from A Fiddler on a Roof to, you know, different themed nights. Mm-hmm. But always great music, and you got prime rib. I mean, it was a good dinner.
You know, it's interesting, but
I'm getting old, I guess. I'm showing my age.
Well, one of the things we're kicking around, and of course, including you, is like doing a Romanoff last ball, which would be in costume. I mean, ask the audience. I mean, these groups do things like for New Year's Eve, but
let's
do like a ball, and we'd play ball music, and I'm envisioning the audience showing up and.
So
powder wig. I mean that in the future, I'd love to be able to do something like that.
Yeah, and I think especially now, because you figure, look at the attendance we have in 2 days now.
Yeah, it's getting better all the time. Yeah.
It is. I think what do we have? Did we have 800 the one night?
We had just over 700 one of the holiday concerts.
So you look at two nights of that. We had a whole lot of people coming in 2 days every single month, even if half of them only showed up.
Right.
For the, you know what I'm saying?
The audience used to be about 250 when I first. This is my seventh year.
Oh, yeah, we built it.
Yeah, it used to be about 250.
Yeah, because I was there before. When you came on board, I was like, oh, my gosh, this is such a fresh change. It was so cool. Like,
who's this wacky guy talking to the audience? Yeah. That's what you thought.
I'm like, oh, no. You know, people are afraid of change. No, I embrace it. I embrace change. Bring it on. Bring it on.
Sure.
So, you know, the reason you and I can be here being silly and saying whatever we want and is because of Melbourne Seafood. We've talked about that before. Mm-hmm. I think you've ate at Melbourne Seafood, haven't you?
Yeah.
I wonder how their music is. We're going to have to go back there while we're thinking about this.
We need to start making a list.
That's right. I'm going to start
making
a list.
I've got a little list.
Yeah, we're going to have a list. Melbourne Seafood has, it's, you know, it is Lent time, but they have their $10 fish sandwich and fries on Fridays. I would imagine until Easter, which is coming right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Please go into Melbourne Seafood, their Melbourne Seafood Station. They pay for this show. They pay for us to be here, and we love them. And there's one near you anywhere in Vieira. You know that place, Vieira, where we both lived?
Yeah.
There's one there. There's one in Melbourne, West Melbourne. There's one right there on downtown in Melbourne's downtown. There's one on, it used to be on O'Galley. That one's closing now, becoming a steakhouse. But you can find one near you. And not because it was doing bad. They just got an offer. You know that thing, everything's for sale?
Mm-hmm.
The steakhouse wanted to come in. We got rid of Green Turtle left. You saw that? So I can't figure that one out yet.
No, there's something going in to where the market was Fin and Tonic.
I don't know what that is.
I
have no idea. So we're looking for that change. I hate to see all the old-timer restaurants that opened. You know, I opened in 1994, and I'm watching them closing now without selling the restaurants. And it just breaks my heart. I don't know what's happened.
I'm just a big local person. I want to.
Me too.
I want to go to the local establishment and support the local people.
What's your go-to restaurant? I mean, where do you really love? Where do you, like, when you say, I'm going to my favorite place.
That I can't live without?
That you can't live without.
I can't live without the Dove.
The Dove? My mom and dad's favorite place was the Dove. That's when it was where Cuisine is now. You remember when they were on the beach? So that was my mom and dad's favorite restaurant.
The same family, too, right?
Yep, same. Yeah. I got to be honest, I've never been there, and I need to go. And I think it's because I go to Villa Palma. I'm a Villa Palma person, you know, I eat at Villa Palma and Scott's on Fifth, and been to that Cuisine once. Wasn't a good experience for me.
Well, you know something? Some other people have said that to me.
Yeah.
I have not been there, so I can't
I thought
say
I was being punked. It was my birthday, and I thought I was being punked. We've told the story on the air. They actually, there was three, and I don't mind talking about it, because I gave him a month to make right of the whole situation. But long story short, because I'm not going to bring it back up, but it was the only time in my whole life where there was three of us sitting there and not related, and each had a dish, but the one started eating, one had to get up and leave the room for a few minutes on a phone, came back, and then they said, oh, I don't have the right meal. They said, oh, it's because the two of yours were switched. Picked up the plates after people were eating off them and switched the plates and put them down.
Oh, my God.
Now, at this point, I'm looking around because it's my birthday. I'm looking around thinking I'm being punked, seriously. And this wasn't the only thing that happened. This was about the fourth thing, and I'm like, you guys are totally punking me. You guys are totally punking me tonight. Chargood, awesome violinist, was playing throughout our heads, you know.
Former student of mine.
Former student of yours, that's right. And played with you.
Yep.
I believe I've seen her with you guys, haven't I?
She hasn't been with the orchestra, but she played in my orchestra
hasn't.
Satellite.
Okay.
And her brother plays also.
Wonderful, wonderful musician and wonderful person and family. I love the goods. So I really thought I was being punked. And
do people really remember what being punked means?
I was looking around for cameras because it was that terrible and bad and funny.
Wow.
It's like, this cannot be happening for real. And I was looking around for you remember that? Well, okay, now maybe
candid
it's not punked.
Camera.
It's what would you do? I think the show's what would you do? What would you do if this happened? And all I could do is sit there and go, no way did they not just pick up plates that were half eaten and switch them. And then they actually, the one person said, well, I don't have any mashed potatoes. They actually went, no, because she ate them. And I was like, no.
Wow.
This is true happened. This is true life. And that's what I'm saying. I really thought I was being punked on my birthday. And I mean, we finished the night up good because we went into the bar and then, of course, spent time listening to Sharp play, and it was all okay. But would I go back and pay $300 for a meal that I got punked at? No, I would not. So until he personally calls me, which he will not because we know who owns it, and says, I'm really sorry, I want you to come in and be my guest. Mm-hmm. I'm never going back there.
Have you been to the new Mexican restaurant on O'Galley?
Yes, Cazadores? I have, and it's very different and good, and I really like it.
So many times the quote-unquote Mexican flavors sort of get mixed up, but everything there I found so flavorful.
So everybody that has told me they went there has loved it. Do you know the place? I think is it Cordoza?
Cordoza.
We can give them a shout out here for, not that they're one of our sponsors or anything, but we can absolutely, because they're new.
New place.
They're new, and I love to help the new. I'm from, the one thing about Detroit that I do go back for is the food, because when you wanted Mexican food, you went to Mexican Village. It was like being in Tijuana, except it wasn't coming out of somebody's coat. But so I know real Mexican food. I lived in California, where they have real Mexican food. So Mexican food got sort of overplayed, like car washes.
Noelle's from Arizona. She says the same thing. I've had Mexican food.
Yeah, I've had. This isn't Mexican food. Right. It's good. It's tasty, but it's not Mexican food. And you want Mexican food, you got to go to Epcot.
Lord.
You got to like German food. I love German food. Go to Epcot. Epcot's got real German food. And we do have a couple, Cafe Coconut Cove for German, one of my favorite restaurants.
I
can say hi to them and give them a shout out because one of my favorite restaurants is Cafe Coconut
Cove. I love
Coconut
that also.
Cove.
But I was just wondering whether you went to the New Mexican.
I bet
I
they have
a lot.
Good music. We have to put them on our list. I can't imagine Cafe Coconut Cove not having great background music because I've never noticed it when I've ate there as being bad.
Yeah, because if it was bad,
we would remember it. Right. Yeah, we would. Yeah. This is going to be fun when we start doing this. Yeah, we have to get our lists out. And start, that's right.
It's going to be
Kim
fun
and Mark's restaurant reviews.
It's going to be front page stuff. It's going to be front page stuff, I'm telling you.
That's right.
There's going to be people getting in line saying, please come
that's
to
right.
our
please
restaurant.
Come. That's right. Come check out the music in our restaurant. It's really good. What's going on in your neck of woods other than that? You got anything that's happening in our town that's not you particularly doing, but somebody else,
We're,
you want to give a shout out or anything?
Yeah, I know that the date hasn't been set, but the MCO Brass Quintet's going to be doing a concert up at Cocoa Beach Community Church. We're trying to set up exactly when we do that. Because that's the group that I play in also.
We'll
do the brass thing. And hopefully I'll be able to play by then.
I hope so.
So, I mean, just, right now it's this week of the concert before and after sort of.
Now, is that a lot of work to prepare for like the.
It is. But you know what? I have been spending hours. If you came to the house right now, there's scores all over the place because I've got to present to the music committee, my ideas for next season for 2024-25.
See, and I didn't know you. See, I didn't know it was all like that. Because I can tell you, for me, I could do your guys' thing. I'm not saying bad, but I could do it with my eyes closed. Because I do it. I look forward to it, and we know what we have to do, and we go in there.
Right.
The staff loves everybody. We know people's names now.
Right.
I love that we're knowing names. I can tell you, I love when people come in and say, hey, heard about this on the radio. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, come on over and get some of my Laguna Beach water. What would you like it with? Vodka, rum, or gin?
Right.
And so I love that, and I think that's working for us.
I mean, for me right now, just listening to recordings. I mean, of course, I've got walls of musical scores that I'm pouring through and
do you have records on your wall?
I don't have records on my wall. I don't. All the records I had, every time I go to my mentor, Joe Krynas, who's amazing, brilliant man, he'll say to me, oh, here's this album. I pull up my phone and I find it right on Spotify or Pandora. Every recording that he shows me, I'm like, Joe, I can just download it now. But he doesn't even have a cell phone, so he doesn't even know what I'm talking about. Sorry.
Flip phone. Not even a flip phone.
Yeah.
Hey, I just want to really get back because I want to make sure I didn't screw this up. I want to talk about just for 1 second the Grand American Launch Party is what I actually should have said for the Space Coast Harley-Davidson. It's Saturday, March 23rd, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Gear up for an exhilarating celebration as Space Coast Harley-Davidson hosts the Grand American Launch Party, showcasing the freedom and spirit of the open road.
That's this Saturday.
This is your golden ticket to witness the grand unveiling of the breathtaking 2024 Road Glide and Street Glide. These masterpieces of engineering and design are ready to redefine your redefine your road trip. And let me just tell you, though, they have stuff going on all weekend. Demo rides, exclusive rewards. Jump into the saddle for a demo ride on the Power of Harley-Davidson. As a bonus for joining on this special day, you receive $20 free spend to enjoy in the store on Saturday only. So that's pretty cool. Feast, toast, and jam out to this launch party at Harley-Davidson. So love to say that for them. Also on March 23rd, Saturday, 9 to 2, Melbourne Auditorium, we have the Florida-Friendly Landscaping Seminars. They're going to have landscaping seminars. You can go to the Melbourne website, and you can see that. Lisa, do I got Lisa on the line?
Yes, you do. Good afternoon. How are you?
Hi, Lisa, and welcome to What's Cooking in 321 with Kim and Mark today and Danny. I got to tell you, I don't know if you've been listening to this show, but we've been talking about cover bands and all of that, and I got to tell you that I'm really excited about the ABBA show coming up this week. And I understand you're going to be giving away two tickets today to the 25th person that texts, "Hey, I'm listening, can't wait to see ABBA and want those tickets." Is that correct?
That is correct, yes. Thank you guys for having me. We're really excited to be in Melbourne. It's going to be a blast. We're going to be going on 7:30. And tickets, for those who don't win the tickets today, find your tickets at VintageVinylProductions.com. And you can see our event listing. Yeah.
Lisa, what time do the doors open?
Doors open at 6:30.
Okay, 6:30, and the show starts at 7. And give everybody the where to look online and get those tickets. Give them the directions to it.
Right. So if you're online, go to www.VintageVinylProductions.com, and you'll see it'll say events right there. When you pop on the page, you just click it. It'll take you to a whole list of all the shows that we're doing, and you'll find our Melbourne show, March 22nd. We're so excited.
And, you know, Lisa, we have not just that show, but you've got a few shows lined up, don't you?
We do. We've been really busy. We've been up in Jacksonville, Punta Gorda. We've been all over the place. Bradenton, Florida's been amazing to us. We love performing.
Where are you from? Where are you from, Lisa? That you guys?
And the show has been performing here, you know, many years. But Florida's just been fantastic to us. And the people come out, they dress up. And I was going to say, you know, feel free, folks. We love it when you show up in your, you know, your 70s outfits and the go-go boots and boas, and we just love it. Everybody has so much fun.
And not only ABBA cover, but you also have, is it the GBs?
Oh, yes, of course, the CGs. So,
the CGs. Wait a minute, let me get that right. It's the CGs. The CGs.
Yeah, the CGs. So it's a female-fronted tribute to the Bee Gees.
Okay.
It's just so much fun.
Do they have mullets?
You know, we get up there and do we what?
Do they have mullets, their hair?
No, we kind of do it our own way, but
okay.
So, you know, the white costuming and no mullets as of now. You never know, though. That could change.
That's right.
But we get up there and just, you know, we boogie and perform all the hits. You know, You Should Be Dancing, Staying Alive. Their biggest hit is their Slow One, and, you know, everybody gets up and boogies and just has a great time.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Well, listen, I know I'm looking forward to, this is our first event together, so I'm looking forward to having a great event, and everybody coming out dressed as GBs, BGs, SheBs, or absolutely like ABBA. And I told you earlier, because I watched that Firefly Lane, that ABBA became my favorite song, and an ABBA song from that. So I'm looking forward to the concert. And
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be performing pretty much everything, that all the music that is featured in Mamma Mia. So, you know, 19 million people have seen that musical. It's just huge. Over 380 albums. 380 million albums.
Who knew?
Those are just,
see?
Yeah. And I want to say the Bee Gees has got to be around 200 million.
Wow.
And we play some of their songs that are released by other artists too. That were huge hits that they wrote. Some people don't know, like Islands in the Stream was written by them.
I had
huge
no,
song.
No idea.
Yeah, so, yeah. So we perform a lot of those.
And Lisa, what other bands do you do?
So we also produce a Fleetwood Mac show called Fleetwood Mac. It's a great
okay.
show.
I hope that yeah, one. I hope Eagles. We're going to have that one because I think that'll go over well too. Fleetwood Mac.
It's definitely a favorite. We have a great Lindsay. He's just a phenomenal singer. Everybody in the show is so talented. I'm just a great lineup. So yeah, maybe we'll be coming to Melbourne at some point.
I hope so. And I think we're going to have a good turnout because I have to tell you, there's not you know the craziness. I think gosh, you weren't here this weekend with all the green festivities going on in town. But I think everybody's
yes,
going to be...
Yes, you guys had a good St. Patty's
oh,
Day.
Oh, yeah, we did. It was about a three-day-long St. Patrick's Day we had this year. And I felt it. I felt it on Monday because I got
yeah, to... Yeah, it started Friday and just kind of kept going.
Well, and I have to tell you, I mean, I literally got to work on Monday and I had two different shoes with me because I always grab my shoes and I throw them in the car. And when I got to work, thank God I had one right and one left, but they were two totally different shoes, did not even look similar. Okay, and I
have to say I've done that before, so.
So I'm going to blame that on green beer.
I thought that was just a fashion statement.
It's a fashion statement. Listen, I can't wait to see you this weekend, and I'm hoping that we have a great, great show. I'm going to be back there cooking the food and making sure everybody stays hydrated. I'm going to make sure everybody stays hydrated. And there again, Lisa, thanks for coming on the show. Again, you guys, text to 321-437-1567. I'm listening, and I want those ABBA tickets. All right, Lisa, thanks for coming on the show, and I'll see you this weekend.
Thanks for having me. We'll
you
see
got
you
it.
Then.
Take care.
Thank you.
Mark, are you coming to that show? What do you think? Could be good. You can pick up your phone and text right now. I'm listening.
I'll be leaving Friday afternoon on a cruise. We're going to take a five-day cruise.
That sounds
just
good.
Like, just like
I can't stand being on a boat longer than 3 days.
We're going to get out of Dodge.
I can only stay 3 days. I'm ready to jump off the back. A cruise is, yeah. My kid's the same way. A little anxiety with that water and like
see,
being stuck out there.
I don't mind that at all. And
I know I have people that love it.
I've never been on a Disney cruise line, but we're doing this.
So
Disney
I have. Well, that's all right, except you can't gamble.
Well, now I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
What frightened the heck out of me was I didn't see a drink package anywhere.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's the best $60 rent. The got a couple more things just before we get off the air here. We got Pretty Women Goes to London for T Fashion Show. It's Pretty Women Goes to London for T. So here I am giving more mad love to Titusville, the Pilot Club of Titusville. This is Saturday, March 23rd, 11:30 to 3:00, Indian River Preserve Golf Club, 3950. I think it's Walkabout Way. That's in Mims, and it's $40. You guys can check that website out. Tickets are available in advance. Purchase only. Fashion's provided by Dillard's. And again, that's Pilot Club of Titusville. You can go to their website, Pretty Women Goes to London for Tea. See, look at the love I'm sending Titusville. I'm going to show Titusville more love than they know what to handle. Get ready, Titusville. Kim's coming with lots of love.
There you go.
That's right. Mark, you know, Danny's going to give us the finger in a second. I hate when he does that because when you and I are here, that's what I love when people are coming on the show.
I'm not paying attention to anybody, but just the conversation.
You know what's funny, though, is because you and I could talk for hours anyways, and we do it. You know, people don't really believe we're totally unscripted. I get notes, and I half read them because I don't put my glasses on.
Well, it's like me at concerts. It's totally unscripted.
But people come out here and they're going, I don't know if I can talk for an hour. You and I will never have that problem ever. Never, ever. Because we just keep on chatting. Danny, pull a mic up for a second, though. Because we've got some studio stuff coming on here at WWBC. You know, the studio. And Danny, I want you to explain it better. Because we also love some donations. And we're running... When is the... Tell us when things are starting here to pick up for our yearly. Is it annually?
Well, we're having our first. This is the first. Our spring fundraiser is what it is.
Spring fundraiser, okay.
Yes, what it is. And we have two fundraisers a year, and this is, of course, the first one of the year. And it is the week after Easter, it's going to be.
It's a week of giving.
So if you want to give, there's several ways to give.
Yeah, tell them how and tell them why. Tell them why first, because...
Well, the reason is to keep the doors open.
That's right.
It pays for equipment and stuff like that, so we can continue on to put the good word out on the radio for everybody to listen to.
And we can tell people where to go and what to do.
Right.
We've got Sita's show on Monday, Viewpoint with Sita, that's always controversial and interesting. And there's loads and loads of different shows that are on here. Some music, some sermons, but and I got to tell you, I love this studio. Mark, have you been in a lot of radio studios?
More up north.
This is a cool studio, though. They do not have vintage studios like this anymore, where we actually have a mic in
right.
I love
sure.
this mic in my face. That probably sounds terrible, but you know, when I go to iHeartRadio, I feel like I'm in a bedroom with a box on the table that everybody's just talking, and I'm like, am I on a radio? I'm in the radio. I don't know if I'm on the radio. Something about sitting in here, you know you're on the radio.
Right.
We are a vintage studio. I love people to see it. Also, I know we've got a lot of restaurant owners, listeners, even people that go to restaurants. The fact that Melbourne Seafood does pay for the show allows me to have anybody on the show. If you got something you want to talk to me about, you know, call me, text me, Facebook message me, because if it's interesting, hey, I have anybody on. I'm all right with that.
And the shout out to all those restaurants that Kim and Mark are on their way.
I know. Beware. Kim and Mark are on the way. You better kick your music up, okay? Kick up the jams. Danny, still trying to get you some fishing poles here. And I know your YouTube fishing is still out there, and anybody can watch it where?
It's on YouTube, Space Coast Fishing
Show.
So
there you go. Mark, closing, got anything you want to say before we see everybody come to Wednesday's
everybody
orchestra?
Everybody come in, because you'll get to hear me go, a-beat. That's all, folks, at the end.
You do that so well, though. Listen, everybody, I want to thank you for tuning in today to What's Cooking in the 3-2-1. I'm Kim Meredith with Mark Nelson, Maestro Mark. Thank you for being on the show.
It's always
I love
a
when you're here. I hope you come back at least once a month, please. Okay.
Pick up the phone, Mark. Are you on your way?
I'm going to do that, because before every show, though, let's meet up here and we'll do our restaurant reviews have you. Thanks, everybody, for listening. On my way to give mad love to Titusville and all the new restaurants in Titusville and the theater. See you. Talk to you next Tuesday.